know, I think the bottom line is that, you know, this is a great example of what people fear is happening with their taxpayers' dollars. And Congress has to not only plug up the holes so that these types of, you know, brazen abuses of authority can't happen, but also, you know, recapture these type of slush fund dollars that someone even has the authority to think of spending to throw basically a $1 million party in Las Vegas for their staff.
Mr. Tangerlini talked about the way that he's restructuring financial accountability at the agency. Do you get a sense that what he has put in place and what he intends to put in place is enough? Or is there a role, do you think, for you and your colleagues in Congress to either require them or recommend to them that they do something different?
I think there's absolutely a role for the Oversight Committee, because this is an issue of tracing the money. I mean, we now have a great example of waste, fraud, and abuse within government that we can use to take across all agencies to find out where are these monies that can be wasted, where are these monies that can be misappropriated, and how do we ensure that, you know, at a time when we have real challenges and out-of-control deficits, that we stop this type of spending.
If there is any good news out of this, I would imagine that the good news is that at least after this all took place, the system worked. Ms. Britta took this information to the Inspector General. The Inspector General conducted the investigation, and we know what went on at this event and who was responsible for it, ostensibly, although Mr. Neely chose not to talk to you and your colleagues on Monday. Is that at least encouraging to you that there are federal employees who have the wherewithal and the ability to go through channels and present information when they see things that are troubling?
Absolutely. I mean, and the professionalism of the Inspector General, the IG, in compiling the report and in giving us enough information that perhaps, you know, laws were broken here. Perhaps this isn't just only an example of brazen out-of-control spending. Perhaps, you know, real laws were broken where dollars that were supposed to go to improve federal buildings were misappropriated and applied to a party. That type of information allows us to not only hold people accountable, but to use them as examples to discourage others.
The political dynamic here I find interesting, Mr. Congressman, and that is the three people who either resigned or were fired were political appointees of the president. The lady who blew the whistle, essentially, is also a political appointee of the president. And the person who appears, at least from the hearings that I watched and in which you participated this week, the person who appears to be most responsible for the egregious spending is a career employee. Congressman Denham at the hearing on Tuesday excused another lady who's also a career employee from testifying until she could seek legal counsel. That's not typical, I guess, in scandals like this. Does that mean anything to you? Is that significant in your mind, or is that incidental regarding what we know about this issue?
Well, I think one of the things that we have here is a culture of an administration that has said that government spending creates jobs. So we've had a culture of 3 years now of the administration pursuing agencies with pressure for we're going to spend, we're going to give you more money, we're going to stimulate, this is stimulating the economy. And what we found with obviously some of the things that they were spending on, they were stimulating China and Las Vegas and parties. But I think it goes to that culture of spending government money creates jobs, whereas the American people believes that spending government money creates debt or is their taxpayers' hard-earned dollars.
Do you have any sense of where this investigation or examination on the part of the committee will go from here?
I think we're going to have, you know, several lanes, obviously, that we pursue, one of which will be, you know, ensuring that the GSA, the IG's report is implemented, that rules are changed, that we have people who are responsible and accountable. The other will be looking for examples in other agencies. You know, what does this tell us now that we might be able to look to see what's going on where there might be other examples? And the third thing is how do we plug this up? This is unacceptable. The taxpayers certainly aren't going to find this acceptable. Congress has to make certain that people don't even have the ability to do this, even if they might exercise the poor judgment to do it. We ought to make sure that they can't.
The price tag attached to this conference, sir, was $840,000 when you add in a couple of small things. 822, 823 was the original number. I read that in 2004, the conference cost about $400,000. In 06, the cost went down to about $324,000. Even though it went up in 08, it was still not nearly as expensive as this one. Is it the money, the bottom line dollar value, or is it the way that the money was spent, or some combination thereof? I guess what I'm getting at is $350,000 for a conference of this type okay, and $850,000 is not, or is that not the issue?
I think the issue is what are you doing? If you look at, for example, the yearbook that people were given, or the program guide that they were given as they arrived, it had a picture of all of the participants, and in it they were assigned Las Vegas personalities like Sammy Davis Jr., Celine Dion, Cher, Elvis. This clearly was a party from the get-go. People were put in the mode of understanding that they were arriving at a party. You know, there certainly are government functions that are about doing government work, and those are the ones that we have to make certain that we preserve. At the same time, we stop things like this.
Congressman, you personally, when you go back to your district in Ohio, you go back to Dayton and you go back to West Carrollton City, and you have to explain this to taxpayers, what do you say to them, and what do you want people here in Washington who work within the federal government to understand that those people are telling you, sir?
Well, they tell us that our job is to make certain that this can't happen, not just to find out after the fact that it did, not just merely to hold the people that are accountable who did it, but to use it as an example, to do the additional work of following the trail of the money and make certain that there are not other places where this type of money can be wasted.